What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, January 21st. And be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments section who your favorite plays are for today's slate. And finally, peep the banner to my left, Osimo.com/PrizePicks-promo. Shout out to PrizePicks for being the presenting sponsor. You can get one free month of Osimo Plus Platinum. A little bit of something on that first deposit. We've got a free player prop tool on the website that will help you make your cards, or I call them parlay cards. You guys can call them whatever you want. But you're trying to put together basically five player props, or less, if you'd like. You can get up to 10x your entry fee if you use five. I highly recommend you do that. Great site, great sign-up bonus. Don't sleep on it. Check out Prize Picks today. Now, check out the bottom half of my top 10. Keldon Johnson, Tyrese Maxey, Jaren Jackson, Joe Ingles, and Jordan Poole. On the outside looking in, who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? Time to find out. In first at number five, I'm looking at Cole Anthony. He is just point guard eligible, 6,700, projected for 40. The goal is 43.5. He's in the optimal lineup 16% of the time. Nothing too crazy. DraftKings really flat today. 32 minutes for Anthony, 1.24 fantasy points per minute. That's what happens when you get to face the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a pace-up spot for Orlando. The Lakers' defense stinks. 18-8-6 with a stock for Cole Anthony at just 6,700. The minutes are there. The matchup is good. They're not very good, but I think this spot looks good for Cole Anthony. The minutes have been there recently. I'm curious if they stay, but for right now, I am projecting them like they do so. 36 minutes for Kobe White gets him into the number four spot. Point guard, shooting guard eligible, 6,400, projected for 36. The goal is 42. He's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. You can see how the minutes matter here. If I cut him down to just 34, he's outside the top 10. Doesn't make him a bad play, and it doesn't really change him, relatively speaking. But for him to be ultra good, you need all 36, because he's basically a fantasy point per minute guy right now in a pace-up spot against Milwaukee. Now, Chicago is without Lonzo Ball. They are without Zach LaVine. Neither one of those two things are very good. 20 points, 5 boards, 4.5 assists, maybe a stock for Kobe White. I like the positional eligibility. 6,400 is not the biggest price tag problem in the world. Keep your eye on the starting lineup, though. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see Kobe White move to the bench as a six man that plays about 30 minutes now that Caruso is back, if the minutes are there, just because I think you don't need as much creation on the floor if you're already going to have DeMar DeRozan and Vooch out there. So I could see it. I don't know if it's going to happen. I assume he just continues to start and play 34, 36 minutes. And if he does, he looks like a good play. Here's one I didn't really expect, but the position makes it happen. Shooting guard, small forward, Max Strus is in at number three. He's 4,600, projected for 28. The goal, 34.5. He's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. I gave Strus 30 minutes. We have no Tyler Hero, no Kyle Lowry. I'm missing somebody else too, but not as important. So I think he plays 30 minutes and is going to be around 0.9 fantasy points per minute here. 17 points, 4 boards, an assist, maybe a stock. But what you're really doing here is grabbing Strus and getting shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility. He fits in like a Swiss Army knife today, which I should have made a better reference there, but it works for it. Shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility is as good as it's going to get for you on DraftKings. At 4,600 for a guy stepping into more minutes, even better. He makes everything work very easily. No matter what style of lineup you're trying to build today, Max Strus fits. At number two, we're off to Orlando for center only Mo Bamba, 5,400, projected for 33.5. The goal is 38. He's in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. I'm giving him 28 minutes, 1.15 fantasy points per minute, a double-double, 11 points, almost 11 rebounds. Maybe you get an assist, but you do get 3 stocks in a pace-up spot against the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm loving it here for Bamba. I wish that he had more than just center eligibility, and in a way, he probably should. But at 5,400, I think there's enough value in this number, the way that this team is set up. And I actually think that Bamba could even get up to 30 minutes. There is a little bit of wiggle room going up in his playing time. But for right now, at 28 minutes, Bamba's my number two contender. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder, please hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit that notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. Let me know in the comments who your favorite plays are. And then Osimo.com/PrizePicks-promo, 1 month free of Osimo Plus. This one's pretty easy. John Conchar is your number one contender, and he looks damn good today. Shooting guard, small forward. You guys know, I just explained this one. Shooting guard, small forward, guard forward utility, 4,300, projected for 28.5. The goal's 33. Optimal lineup, 21% of the time. He's close to a 0.9 fantasy point per minute guy. 10 points, 8 boards, 3 assists, 2 stocks. There's no usage here for Conchar, but it's great flexibility. It's a great price. It's 30 plus minutes with no Bane, no Brooks, no Tyus Jones. Pace down spot against Denver doesn't matter here. Whether you're using John Conchar, whether you're using Max Strus, whether you're using John Conchar and Max Strus, which is something that I would highly recommend, both of these guys allow you incredible flexibility at trying to put out the next 6 guys in your lineup if you're using both of them. The amount of different places that you can put them creates the ability for you to really make a lot of pivots around the same core. Right now, John Conchar is your number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, January 21st. Yahoo and FanDuel versions of this video are around here somewhere. Check them out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Back again tomorrow morning for another edition of the Contenders.